and about the back of his trousers, and that's about it. In he comes, final ball of the over. He's bowled in! Mohammed Shami cleans up Rory Burns. A lovely delivery, that one. Angled in, just nipping back further into the left-hander, off the seam. And finally, 50 overs into this England innings, India have got their breakthrough. England's lead 57. They lose Burns for a well-played half century. 61 he goes for, with England 135 for one.
Lost four.
Jadeja finishes over. Straight through, and he's bowled in. Against the grain of play. That's a lovely piece of bowling from Jadeja. He brought Hamid forward, and that defence, which has been so dependable throughout, isn't good enough to keep out a ball which has done plenty. Jadeja, last ball of his over, angling in towards middle stump and just straightening and clipping the top of off stump. So Hamid's innings comes to an end on 68, and India get their second breakthrough of the morning. England 159 for two.
This is again full and driven, this time by Milan into extra cover. They scamper through for a quick single. Good running from both these two. Mayank Agarwal, the substitute fielder, in there, just a little bit slow on his heels. Good backing up by Root.
Yeah, I wonder if Root was expecting that call, actually.
50 partnership between these two as well. Round of applause from the crowd. Root has made 35 of them. India's 40 on balls, Milan 11. And 50 coming from just 70 balls. England upping the pace as the crowd breaks out into song. Comes Shami again. Again on that line, this time dabbed down by Milan out towards third man. Thinks about two, settles for the single. And that brings up a very well played half century by David Milan. And he's returned to this England side at number three. He raises his bat to the Headingley crowd, to his teammates on the balcony as well. Punch of fists with Joe Root, the skipper, at the other end. The 750 in his 16 match career so far. Let's have a look at the ultra edge. Whoa, there's a spike. Wow. There's a spike. What a review that is from Kohli and the Indians. And finally, that Siraj-Kohli combination, getting one right. Umpires on screen, has to change his decision. And Milan has been dismissed by Mohammed Siraj. Well, a bit of luck involved with that kind of delivery whenever you squeeze down the leg side. But he got a tickle on it. Siraj has his man. England lose their third wicket, 298 for three. And Milan almost has to drag himself off the field. He can't believe what's happened.
England bring up their 300. 300 for three. Yes, indeed it is. It's been the story of England's top order, which is often a very different tale. But Hamid and Burns and Milan have all been dismissed beyond 50. And Root now on 81, well on his way to a 23rd Test century. Bairstow off the mark on one. This couldn't be going any better for the home side. Shami bowls and edged and caught it slip. Bairstow's gone. Well pouched by Kohli, low and to his left.
Dishant charges in again to Root. It's flipped wide of mid-on. It's going to go all the way to the boundary for four runs. And you can tell by the cheers that Root has brought up another Test century. Takes off his helmet, salutes the crowd. He's really pleased with that one. It's on his home ground, of course. His 23rd century in his Test career, his sixth of 2021. And that meant a lot to him. He hugs Johnny Bairstow at the other end as well and gets a standing ovation from all four corners at Headingley. And this, Jared, is when Headingley is at its best. The Western Terrace absolutely buzzing with that Joe Root century.
Yeah, they love the local boy.